Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios. I'm Grant. And this is Cassius. Two thirds of the gang, you know. Our Twitter is Studio Struggle. Instagram, Struggle Studios underscore. Our podcast is on the top right of the screen. And this will be another episode with just me and Cassius, Steve out in the trenches.
Yeah.
Working again. And let's get into it, you know.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna start our CLB.
How could you avoid it? You know?
Girls like girls, you know that.
Yeah. It dropped, was it Friday?
Yep, September 3rd.
September 3rd. Actually, you know, I had kind of mixed feelings about it. Like, mostly positive, but let's just get into it. Intro, Champagne Poetry, I ain't gonna lie, fire.
You go with it?
Yeah, intro was fire, you know?
Bro, it was fire. But like when the beat switched, mm-hmm. I was so hoping for like a beat drop.
It kind of he did a little underwater thing he does.
Like I thought like the beat was gonna drop. Like mm-hmm. But it was like kind of like it was like building up.
You want like a sickle mode beat drop?
No, like I just needed some bass or like some like just some bum, like you know. Well,
aren't always intros kind of like that though? Slow building.
I thought it would have like a Dream Nightmares type vibe.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, it's like, because that's the vibe it gave off. Like, it started slow.
Yeah.
It picked up, but then it, like, never, like, really exploded.
Yeah.
But it was still cool. You think that's one of the best intros? Or like, it's readable.
I think it's one of the best, to be honest. I do think it's one of the best. Because usually just intros, to me, for the most part, they're good intros, but like, they're not something that I would, like, keep going to, you know? I like this as a song, you know?
Yeah, like Burning Scorpions?
What was Scorpions?
I think Emotionless, was it? Or Survival, no, Survival.
Yeah, I like it better than Scorpions. Survival's good, though, but I like this one a little better. Poppy's Home, man. Pause. I don't know. I felt suspect like the song a lot.
Daddy's Home.
Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes, son. Like, I felt sus liking the song, but that's actually one of my...
I'm gonna keep this stat right here. Go on, pick this up front. I think this is the most sus Drake has been in the album.
Yeah, ain't gonna lie, it's a little sus. I thought it was funny hearing Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, he like don't remember me, call your mama.
Yeah, yeah. I like the song. The ending kind of like threw me off. You know, I don't think it sang along to the ending, but I like the vibe of the song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a sample, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a sample or something.
I think like Daddy's Home.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Usher?
I don't know if it was Usher. But I know it was an old song.
Yeah.
How you feel about Girls Want Girls?
Girls Want Girls.
I think the song getting a lot of mixed like reviews online.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, the memes were kind of funny, but I actually wasn't that big a fan of that song.
You think you should have had Wants and Needs instead of this?
Yeah, cause I don't really remember Lil Baby's verse, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was kind of forgettable.
I just feel like it feels like it hit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it hit when I put my first plate in it.
Yeah.
But then, like, the more I listen to it, it feel like something he done before, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I heard it before.
Yeah.
Like, he's switched the words around, or he's used, like, different words with the same type of flow.
I hear you.
And Lil Baby was like, for like, he's on it for no reason.
Yeah. I don't think it would fit him that much, to be
yeah.
Honest.
Like, well, Lil Baby's good at like, kind of like girl songs.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like it's only when he like, kind of like the main, like the main like person on the song.
Yeah.
Not really. I never seen him do really good on a feature with a love song.
Exactly.
How about In the Bible?
In the Bible. The flow was kind of, I had to get into the flow. The flow was kind of weird when I first heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the song, but the flow was kind of weird. That I think Lil Durk's commercial was kind of funny.
Oh yeah, Lil Durk promoting his fucking girlfriend's her makeup brand. I think
yeah, and Giveon did this thing. Giveon. So
see, look, I feel like I'm the only person who like I ain't somebody that's playing my song. I feel like the song's too long. And Giveon's not needed.
You don't think so?
No,
I feel like Giveon should did the chorus.
Yeah,
it was more like a Giveon verse than
because this song's like okay. Okay, and
yeah,
that song here,
yeah,
yeah, like the song was like it was super long to me, like it didn't end almost.
Yeah, just Drake's like his hook was weird to me, the long hook.
Yeah, like kind of like long winded.
Yeah, the beat, like the production behind it, cause kind of like kind of matched the words.
Yeah,
I liked how it sounded.
Yeah, I think all the beats on the album was good.
Yeah,
But yeah, like, well, give the part's good.
Yeah.
I just feel like the song's too long. It's like 4 minutes long, I think.
Yeah. It's like a long song. Which is kind of shame that 4 minutes is long now.
I mean, it feels long.
Yeah.
And another thing, you know, from the album, I mean, we haven't seen it yet, or on the song to talk about yet. It's like, I don't know, Drake is confused on what he want to do for songs.
Mm-hmm.
It feel like almost every song is like two songs.
Yeah.
You know, at one.
I felt that too.
We get back to it like when we
touch on the songs. Which can be like a good thing and a bad thing.
Yep. So how you heard about Love All? Yeah, you already heard. I think you heard me playing this before it came out.
I tried to purposely, like, any Drake leaks,
I tried to purposely avoid. I didn't think it would be on the album, because, like, knowing he leaks it, like, you don't go on the album.
Yeah.
And that's why Darkland Demo came out, and everybody was, like, surprised, because he really doesn't do that.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of focused mostly on Jay-Z's verse on here, because he sounded so, like, angry. Like, somebody was coming
like, for Jay-Z. I'm like, who is he beefing with? It's hard.
Yeah, I appreciated Jay-Z's verse on there. I found, over the past couple, like, months, I found a newfound appreciation for Jay-Z, so... I've been going back to, like, some of his, not his old stuff, but, like, the past, like, two of the albums that he put out. I appreciate that album. I appreciate his verse on there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I really like that song.
Yeah.
Fair Trade.
So many freaking, everybody tweeting the same freaking.
Oh, yeah. What do you say? Lots of a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Something causing peace and shit.
Yeah, he's like, losing friends and getting peace. Sound like a fair trade to me or something like that.
Yeah.
That sounds fire. Travis Scott killed it, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah, yeah, the beat switch.
Yeah,
like you notice that, like, he keep doing, like this album, it feel weird to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because like Drake, I feel like this album, when do you ever hear like really beat switches are like song switches, like,
are, yeah, because he kind of went for the whole like sicko mode or like no guidance type.
Yeah, like almost like every song, like
okay, and the thing is, if you have it like that, like if you do that, you have to like use it sparingly, you know, because you use it on like almost every song. It kind of takes away from the magic of, oh shoot, the beat yep. switched on, like, especially hearing it for the first time, you know, like here's Sicko Mode, when Drake came back on the end of Sicko Mode, that was crazy.
Yeah.
The first time, yeah.
But yeah, Fresh Trade was still fire, I think.
Yeah, fire.
Now here you go. I think niggas vibing this shit, bro. The agendas get pushed hard for this.
Yeah.
Way too sexy. How you
feel that? I ain't gonna lie, bro. The first time I heard the song, I ain't gonna say I hated it, but I was not feeling it. First of all,
how about the beat? You like the beat?
The beat, once you get into it, I don't like the sample. The sample, like,
oh, the very beginning.
Yeah, I think of like Shrek.
Way too sexy.
Yeah. I think of that Shrek scene. Future went off on it. I'm not a huge fan of Future, but he went off on it.
Yeah, Future character song.
Young Thug sounded like he was like mumbling, like he was like.
See, look, the next thing I'm saying, the song, that song's too long. It's like the theme of the song, it fits Young Thug perfectly.
Yeah,
like when you think of like this vibe, it's Young Thug, okay?
Yeah.
But he was on the song way too late. Like Future already outshined everybody who could have been on the track. It could have been like, I don't care, Gunna's on it, anybody, Uzi.
Yeah.
Like Future was on a song way too long for him. If anybody else come in besides Drake and him.
If like I said about the other song, Give Young Thug the Hook. I think Young Thug should have hit the hook for this.
No, I think he just killed his hook.
You think so?
He just killed the hook.
He did.
The hook is, I think the hook is the best part of the song to me.
That might be my bias because I don't really like Future like that, but
I think Future carried.
The video is funny though.
Yeah. I think Drake's smart. Drake knew the song probably get the most attention. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, he put the music behind it.
Yeah.
And it's like working. It's going viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
All that shit. I mean, maybe not for the reason he wanted, but. Mm-hmm. that shit funny. But how you feel about TSU?
What was that song before it was TSU? It was Not Around?
No. Yep, Not Around.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
See, this and another one of the songs, like, I purposely never tried to hear it in completion. This is one of my favorite songs on the album, to be honest. Because it has, like, the little beat switch at the end.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, this song's so fucking weird to me. Okay, because, like...
Did the original song
have that? No. They didn't have that. I mean, like, when I first listened to it, I'm like, okay, this... I mean, I like it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like the beat switch. I like all that. But it just... It's like... It just feels... It feels weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole vibe of the song is kind of like... Kind of like upbeat.
Yeah.
And then it just switches to, like, slow style.
Yeah. But I think that's when... That's, that version of slow, like, the little underwater, like... No Guidance, that's like one of my favorite like Drake flows he does.
Yeah. I like the flow. I'm just saying it just didn't fit the song to me.
Yeah. I don't like the intro. The intro's too long.
Oh yeah. And bro, niggas need to get off Drake Day, okay? I don't know, talk about this playing Fortnite. So the beginning of TSU has like a little sample, okay? Yeah. The nigga count down like whatever he's saying. So all the fucking Texas places.
Yeah. San Antonio.
So I was like, on that sample, okay, they sampled, okay, that on that sample, someone else sampled like a little, like in the background you just hear like a little music, mm-hmm. like an arcade song. Mm-hmm. And they had to give arcade writing credits on the song, okay?
Yeah.
So now niggas on their whole Drake agenda. Saying Drake's trying to just a groomer pedophile. He's looking at his gay credit to R. Kelly. Bro, not a shit out.
Yeah, that's stupid. But if I drink, I would just take it off. But
I would have too. But I don't think he thought about that when he made the song. Okay? Yeah,
because you have to. You want to freaking get like his lawyers.
Like, yeah, you don't want to get fucking sued with some shit.
Yeah.
But without R. Kelly being like in the song, or R. Kelly sample being in the song, mm-hmm. the nigga being in the song every time when you play it, it's kind of like.
I know, yeah.
I kind of want to fast forward a little bit. Yeah.
Like, but some niggas, like, they, like, edit their, like, albums.
Or yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make you want to do that, but, still want to hear songs on the album, to be honest. Into Deep.
There's no song I'm talking about.
I like the second half of Into Deep. I'm not a huge fan of the first half.
The first part, it's not like old Drake. Like, mm-hmm. like when he's singing and shit, yeah. it's not like old Drake. Mm-hmm. And then the beat switches and it goes to I'm like a new style Drake. I never heard Drake sound like that before. Mm-hmm. When he like pop that shit or pop my shit.
No, reverse. Thing. I like the first part. I didn't like the second half. Second
oh
second
my
part.
God.
Yeah.
Bro, Future slid on second part. He stole the song second part.
Oh yeah, yeah. He Future did not disappoint. Maybe I need to give him another chance. He did not disappoint his album.
I'm telling you, like every time. Well, both songs that Future on Drake on, I feel like Future watched both times. He had a more memorable part.
Yeah, definitely. Pipe Down. I enjoyed the song. It kind of put me in the mind of it was on Darklane's demo tape. It was like what was it? It was something with his dad on there. His dad starts it off. It's like a part two of that song. Whatever that song's called.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about.
I like that flow. I like the like da 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 da. It's like easy to follow around, like easy to follow, and it's like you know, some little shit in there. I'm a fan of the interlude Yeba's heartbreak. I thought she did.
No,
you didn't like that?
No, I was so fucking mad, bro. I thought, bro, I like. Looking at that song title before I got to it, I'm like, okay, this is a banger.
Oh, you thought about you about to get drunk, jaded.
Yeah, I thought it'd be Jaded.
Jungle.
Oh, no, now I'm in Jaded. Okay, I thought it'd be more like George and Lou. You know how George...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he had, like, somebody singing, and he all, like, just fucking body it, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I mean, kind of my fault, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I listen to Yeba's stars. Yeba's heartbreak. I was like, okay, it's cool. When Drake come in, Drake never comes in. What? And then I'm thinking, like, the next song after it...
was going to transition to
yes. And then it was, like, something completely different. Yeah. Like, some hard-ass beat, like... Bro, so what is the song? So like, I take it to my playlist.
He should have put like, you know, when like this interlude, they like put interlude, so you know, he didn't do that. But
well, no, did he?
What did he in the album? No, he didn't. I don't think he did.
Yeah, I just feel like this should have interluded something else mm-hmm. instead of just. It's just random to me. It's just like random. Like it was random. He didn't make like. I don't think he sampled any of the songs. It was just her on that one little, her own song. I don't know why.
It was just her song.
Well, yeah, no, that was not for me.
Yeah. No Friends Industry. I mean, he does thing in there. I think it was 10 out of 10. That's one of my top songs on there.
Yeah. I feel like, and the thing is, I feel like it's what everybody thought the album would be kind of be like.
But yeah, with No Friends.
Yeah. I feel like the vibe, I feel like that vibe was what everyone thought the album would be like.
Yeah.
So that's why I think some people were disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, nothing to say. That song's fire.
Like, yeah. And the whole, Three Mafia, anybody called? Like Project Pat's group,
yeah, Three Six Mafia,
yeah.
Everybody saying that Drake said No Friends Industry had like 10 niggas on here. Knife Talk, I ain't gonna lie, he took that shit straight from 217th album.
Throw that shit. Yeah, because isn't the Metro beat and everything?
Yeah,
this shit felt like it's like 217th featuring Drake.
Yeah, it was a good song, but it didn't fit the album to
Chop me. Chop a tongue to a booty clapper.
I don't know what he meant by that. Like it didn't fit the song at all. Like gang shit. That's all I'm on. Yeah, it didn't fit the album. Good song.
Did not fit
the album. 7 AM on Bottom Path.
Damn, we should pull up some of the fucking.
We sure should have pulled up lyrics, bro.
I'm just gonna go back.
Pull up lyrics, cause he violated Kanye on there. violated.
You about like cut your whole crew.
Yes.
All right. Where is this? Damn, they bleeping out everything.
I mean, when I first heard that, I was freaking. I had to play it back at least 3 times. I ain't gonna lie. To catch all the sauce he's giving Kanye.
Like, yeah, this shit was what we waiting for.
Exactly.
I remember someone, I think Kanye's manager said, whatever Drake says in the album depends. I mean, whatever Drake says in the album depends if Kanye's gonna reply and go crazy and shit. Sure enough. If this ain't fucking Spark the Flame times 10, I don't know what would. But, we start going crazy on him.
I know you're talking about the baseball.
I think like right here.
Oh, here we go. He's like, you and Denial, we're not neck and neck. It's been a lot of years since we've seen you coming correct. Come on now. Like, he's talking about like Kanye's whole like past 3 or 4 albums.
All the misses, he's saying.
All misses, man.
And I don't think this is just music. I think this is both. Like, yeah. Music and like fucking just drama shit.
Yeah, like the all MAGA and all that stuff.
Yeah, niggas been acting weird, okay?
Yeah.
And then he Justin LaBoy got a little stray.
Yeah.
He said, man, fuck respectfully. I want my respect. For those that don't know, Justin LaBoy, he's always like, after he says some cringy ass quote, he says, yeah. Hashtag respectfully.
Yeah.
And Drake said, fuck that, you know. And, bro, they try to believe in me. I say what I mean. People that could have stayed on the team play in between. And like this is, I feel like this kind of goes because what's the song before this? No Friends in the Industry.
What song
before this? No Friends in the Industry. No, it's not. Well, I feel like that kind of picked up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because let's just look at this album. Okay, you'll see like almost everybody who's on Donda. Okay, yeah. Is on this album. Mm-hmm. So like that's how you know there's like really no loyalty in this.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all about the money. It's all about business. At the end of the day. So
he even got Kid Cudi on the album, right?
Yeah, that's like Kanye's like best friends, you know.
Yeah.
So like, I thought this is a good ass bar.
That bar right there, I had to pull my niggas out like I'm training the Marines. That's fire bar. I ain't gonna lie. Dang, he said you niggas hot to them little kids. You ain't famous to me. Like,
I don't know. I don't know why he diss these niggas. I don't know why he doesn't hit that niggas.
I have no idea. Well, I guess Kanye kind of like, he has some like sneakerhead, like supreme hype beast people who like freaking just love Kanye. Like, he has like cult following. Like, he has like those like cult following fans.
I guess so. But then, this start heating up right here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I told you I'm aiming straight for the head, not aiming to please. You give a fuck about who designed those, your sneakers and your tees. For all you know, you ever know Kanye's a fucking designer head.
Yeah.
Making expensive ass holes in a shirt, white t-shirts for like $800, mm-hmm. and fucking basic shoes for $1,000. Okay,
yeah.
So he basically dissing his whole brand.
Yeah,
and then he said, "Have somebody put you on a Gilligan. You know them cheap behind white tees.
Oh yeah.
You can buy like 80 of them for like $5.
Yeah.
He said, "Have someone put you on a Gilligan if you play with my seed." Mm. So basically, like you know, you diss my son, play my son, put you on a shirt type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh shit! They're right here, bro. He's trying to go back. He's trying to like basically call him a fraud with this whole like religion, like him being like all yeah. You know, Christian and stuff. He said you know the fourth level of jealousy is called media. In that ironic irrelevant revelation.
Yeah.
Give the address to your driver. Make your destination instead of just a post out of desperation. we talked about this a couple weeks ago. How Kanye just leaked Drake's
address
for no reason.
Yeah, like, even though we kind of knew where he lived.
But yeah.
It was just fun that he did it. Made it corny, you know.
Yep. And I mean, he said a little more shit, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I should have. Damn, bro. I'm not even thinking about how deep this one song got. How deep this beef went.
Yeah.
Because you seen how Drake leaked the I forgot what the song's called. The song with him
in the Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Kanye had a diss song to Drake. Well, was it really this song or he just dissed him in it?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't this song. It was like a big diss in it, though.
Yeah. And he's able to get Andre 3000 to rap again in the booth. And Andre 3000 was rapping about his mom and shit, but Kanye was not.
Kanye was rapping this whole demon shit.
And he was like,
I feel like just the way Kanye rapping this thing,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like this almost reminded me of, you know, when Drake had the beef with Pusha T, okay?
Yeah.
And Drake's like, I could have did it, but I didn't ruin my image, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of what Kanye did. Mm-hmm. Kanye's like, I made the song, but if I drop it, it's going to ruin my image. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because, like, on the song that Drake leaked for Kanye, Kanye's, like, cussing on it. Mm. He's kind of, it's like, almost going back to his old ways, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like, kind of like a fraud, because, like, he's talking about all this gospel, like, you know.
Like, I think only, maybe just my Spotify. It's like, I think only the clean version done is out, so.
Yeah. It, and some niggas mad about that, too. But, yeah, like, on the leaked disc, Kanye's, like, cussing all that stuff. He's claiming GD, which is, like, some gang shit.
Yeah.
It just sounds crazy. Like the whole thing, it sounded crazy. He talked about buying the company that Drake's kind of, like, working with to shut his shit down. like the clothing company that Drake working with. I think they call it, like, AGE. Mm-hmm. And Kanye's like, I'll buy a whole, I might find someone to hire the whole AGE squad, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro.
He told him to shut up and keep writing my shit. Yeah.
So I thought it was weird and funny how Drake leaked that. But
yeah, only Drake would leak the diss against himself.
Yeah.
Why do you think he did that?
No. I thought he did that because he didn't want to be seen like one sided. Okay.
Oh yeah, like because he went at him.
Yeah, because on the whole album he's kind of like throwing shots every now and then. Yeah. Like on every other song he's throwing like a little shot at him.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I feel like he didn't want to make seem like he's picking on him.
Yeah.
He wanted to make it to light that like Kanye's doing some snake shit behind like closed doors, like he's talking shit too. Now he's not just a gospel man saying I want to be friends. So that shit.
How did he leak that? They said, did Drake actually leak it, or just it was on his radio station?
Well, he leaked it because like it would never been heard if Drake didn't drop it.
I mean, like he like, hey, this is a new tune from Kanye, or he just played.
He was like, y'all heard this, your boys heard this one. Hit play. And it was a worldwide. It's a worldwide drop, you know.
Wow.
So that's basically what it was. But yeah, 7 a.m. started a lot of controversy. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
I think Andre 3000 was kind of like heartbroken that.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know it'd be a diss. It's sad that both of my two favorite artists, Kanye and Drake, are battling right now. But I didn't ever meant to disrespect or something like that. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. You know, war is war.
Caught astray.
Yeah, I'm saying. Then I felt like we go out to track 15. My favorite song on the album.
Race Your Mind?
Yeah.
I didn't like that song that much.
Favorite song on the album right here. Favorite song on the album. Bro, I feel like the shit he's saying on here, he's throwing out captions. Throwing out captions. Bro, one of the song, one of the quotes he said, he's like, picture me. He said, race my mind, I got the keys, please. Picture me rolling through a downtown in the A4. Picture me signature a pair of some J4s. Picture me carrying what a nigga saying on Wi-Fi they don't pay for. I was like, oh shit! I'm like, oh shit, Drake!
Talking to me!
I was like, damn, I did not think about that, bro. Think about that. When I'm all beefing niggas online, I'm like, well, nigga, you don't pay for your Wi-Fi. But yeah, I love that song, bro. I'm telling you, go back to it. That shit's good. Mm-hmm. Like the whole song, whole album song like that. That would be perfect for me.
Okay.
And then, how we going to Fountains?
Fountains. I was a fan of Fountains. I'm kind of like the surface level into what do you call them? Afro beats and all that stuff. A little like the I can't think of what name for it right now.
Like the reggae stuff.
Yeah. I'm kind of a fan of that kind of stuff. I'm like going too deep. I can't understand what they're saying, but like I like the music
and beats.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Tim's carried the song, though.
I didn't think something like that.
Tim's carried it. Get Along Better with Ty Dolla $ign. This one of the best songs on the album to me. I ain't gonna lie.
See, I didn't. This one's all right. It's all right. I don't know what Ty Dolla $ign is being featured.
He was like Parsley on there, wasn't he?
I don't think he had a verse. I think he's out of it.
Yeah. He had Actually, I don't think he had a verse either.
He shouldn't have got a feature. Like, a feature on the thing. Like, a little feature name. He shouldn't have had that. Because he wouldn't do shit.
Yeah, she gave him an FT.
it was cool. I don't know. I didn't really like that much either. I get along better with
I think I like the production on it. Excuse me. You Only Live Twice. Who had the best verse on there, you think?
I think Wayne.
I think we did too, which is.
I feel like it's Unwoman though.
Yeah, it was definitely was because, the I don't know, the production didn't really fit.
Why the fuck did Drake give Seeing Green Nicki Minaj?
I have no idea.
Seeing Green should have been the album right here.
Yes. That should have been Seeing Green on there.
It could easily been Lemon Pepper Pizza or Seeing Green. I would prefer Seeing Green because we could have got rid of that random Nicki vocal on Poppy's Home.
I was kind of disappointed that she wasn't like on that song.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's like, he plays card too many times this year. So like when I hear him, like him and Ross, we already heard him and Ross together this year. Mm-hmm. We already heard him and Wayne together this year. So I mean, he tried to combine it, but like since we already heard both of them in the song together,
yeah,
I feel like it kind of like numbed the effect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think whether he should have not dropped the songs, and waited for this one, because I feel like he played his card already.
Yeah, I didn't save the song to my playlist. It was a cool song, but I didn't save it. It's not something I want to hear often.
All right, how about is I Miss You Too?
Yeah, I Miss You Too. I like the Juice WRLD.
Oh yeah, Juice WRLD intro.
Yeah.
This feel like Cudi song.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Cudi. Like I like him, like his like humming shit.
Yeah, I feel like Cudi's not a good rapper.
Yeah, when he talks too much.
Cause like he's not like he don't rap. He's not like he just talk.
Yeah. I like whenever Drake come on, it was sounding good. When he got back to Cudi, it wasn't enough like. It wasn't too much of the meshing of the worlds. It was kind of like Cudi, Drake, Cudi, Drake, Cudi. You know, it was all right though. I like the song enough to keep it in my playlist.
Yeah.
Fucking fans, I think this song's fire too. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like it's forgettable.
You think so?
It's forgettable.
I thought it was fire.
It's I like the song, but I just feel like I'm not gonna play it a lot.
Mm-hmm. The Remorse. I mean, it was solid. I mean, it was solid. It wasn't no March 14.
I wasn't a Do Not Serve.
Yeah, it was just, you know, he just rapping on there, you know. Overall, though, I give my good for the project first. Good is, I mean, it's Drake. I don't think he can put out anything bad, you know. The songs were all, for the most part, none of them were, like, bad songs for me, you know. A lot of songs on here have a good lot of replayability. They're like, I think a lot of these songs will be classics in the end. Like, you know, you just let your playlist play and a song from Views come on.
You probably won't skip it.
You let it play because it's timeless. I think a lot of these songs have that to them. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them do. The bad of this album. I feel like if Drake was on like a 10 for, I guess... If Drake was on 10 for most of his albums, this is like, I feel like he's like kind of a 7, you know? Like it felt like he wasn't really in it, you know? It didn't really...
I don't think I made one stink face this whole album.
Yeah. I think I made one stink face, and I think it was Travis Scott. Like, he was like...
I made stink faces on other people parts, like...
Yeah.
Like when, Future on Into Deep. Like, I made stink faces that song, but... Everything else, I was like, it's cool. Like, it's very chill, you know?
Yeah.
So I was very chill, like, besides No Friends and Industry and Knife Talk. Everything else was kind of like mellow. It was like, okay, cool.
Had he released, like, if Drake was one of the artists that were like Trippy, who, like, released kind of often,
mm-hmm.
I would, this would be a disappointment, I think.
You think so?
I think it'd be a disappointment.
You think it's worth the wait?
Worth the wait, yes, because like, Drake makes good music. He doesn't make bad music, but I think Drake is his own worst enemy, you know, because you hold Drake to Drake's standard.
Yeah,
and like this, I wish this album had more of a direction to it, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying like I feel like a lot of songs he just didn't know what he was gonna do.
Yeah,
like just going back to TSU, like it just felt, the song felt weird when the beat switched. Okay, yeah. Like it felt like he didn't know what to do. Like he didn't know what to do with the song.
Yeah, like even I would have been even happier if he like did what he did with was it More Life? No, Scorpion. Where like kind of the rapping songs kind of up front,
yeah,
singing songs kind of towards the back. It was kind of like rap, sing type thing. You know, it was no like flow, not flow, but it didn't like
transition.
It didn't transition well. You know, The song seemed like a bunch of, I like the song. It didn't seem like how he was saying he's working up for so long.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a whole body of work. It sounded like good songs, you know?
Yeah, oh, I like this song, I made this song over here. I like this song over here.
Like, some of the songs didn't fit the theme, you know?
Yeah. Champagne Poetry made it seem like, oh man, I know we're going with this album.
Yeah, well, I feel like, okay, Champagne Poetry, Poppy's Home,
yeah.
Girls Want Girls, In the Bible kind of slide off. Then when we got Love All, it's like, okay, now he's not in Solo by Love Boy anymore, you know? Which is Drake, okay? Yeah. Then we got Fair Trade. That was kind of like, that was just Drake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a Sexy, that fit the theme, okay?
Mm-hmm.
TSU, that fit the theme. Mm-hmm. Into Deep, didn't fit the theme. Pipe Down, fit the theme. Yep, Heartbreak, I guess fit the theme. No Friends in the Industry, kind of didn't fit the theme. Knockout, definitely fit the theme.
Mm-hmm.
7 a.m., definitely didn't fit the theme. Race in My Mind, fit the themes. Fountains, I don't really, I guess maybe Get Lonely Friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that fit with the theme. You Only Live Twice didn't fit the theme. I Miss You Too fit the theme. Fucking Fans fits the theme, and The Remorse didn't fit the theme.
Yeah.
If
we were like 40 of them in the studio, right? And you kind of did it, but just put it in a more like I guess more in like kind of consecutive like form. If you saw this track list right here,
mm-hmm.
and Drake come to you, okay, what song should I take off to make the perfect album? What song would you keep? Just go down from one and then get to the bottom. What song would you keep?
Okay, something I would keep. Well, to make the perfect album.
Yeah, to make the perfect
certified album. Well, to make the perfect certified Love Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I would keep Champagne Poetry.
Yes.
Poppy's Home.
Yep.
Girls Want Girls.
Yep.
Take Out Dirk.
Yes.
And Leave Giveon in the Bible.
Perfect. That perfect.
Take Out Love All.
I like Jesus' verse on there though, but I
it's good, but it sounds like good. It don't fit the theme.
Yeah, it didn't fit.
I'll keep Fair Trade.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a Sexy.
Keep him Wait a Sexy.
Yeah, because if it's theme like kind of like
surf,
love you type of shit.
Yeah.
I'll keep TSU.
Yeah. Take out that freaking.
Because that's Thigh Anthem. You hear me?
Yeah, but keep out the take it. Shorten up.
Oh yeah, take out the R. Kelly thingy. Take out that sample at the beginning.
Yeah.
I would have. Took out the second part to In Too Deep with Preacher,
mm-hmm.
and it's left the beginning part. Kept Pipe Down.
Yeah.
I like No Friends in the Industry, but I would have to cut it out because it just doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the song really. It doesn't fit the theme.
Yeah.
Race My Mind.
Yeah.
That's it really. Everything else can go.
I would have kept 7 a.m. I might have left out an outro too. I might have put 7 a.m.'s outro. So pretty much. You from what I kind of lost count, but we did like 14 out of the 21 songs, I guess, were the best.
I got like 10, 9.
Yeah. So
like, I don't think they're not skips. Okay.
Yeah.
It just doesn't like it doesn't feel right. Like it's going. It doesn't feel right. Listen to the album that goes from freaking Girls Want Girls to fucking No Friends in the Industry. You know.
Yeah. It don't.
It didn't feel right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let's say Pipey's Home. Pipey's Home going to Nice Night Talk, you know?
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right. Like, you know, it's not like an artist we're trying to have to work with. If you hear Pipey's Home.
Exactly.
But, did you get rating?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I give it a 7.5. I give it that. 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I give about the same thing, 7.5. What do you rank it?
Out of all his albums?
Yeah. All the mainstream ones, you know, I guess. You're on top of the old shit.
It's not better than Views.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than Scorpion. You count My Life?
Yeah, I count My Life.
Not better than My Life. Is it better than, what's the one we sitting down and drinking? This might be his worst one. Not gonna lie.
That might be his worst album.
It might be his worst album. I don't count Dark Lane's demo tape.
You think worse Scorpions? Worse Scorpions?
Oh, wait. Better than Scorpions. Second or worse. My fault. Scorpion wasn't horrible. It just wasn't. I don't know. I feel like him losing that beef with Pusha.
See, like, I don't know now. Like, does Go Back Track List of Scorpion?
Mm-hmm. Scorpion had Jaded.
Scorpion, like. Let me see. Drake. Scorpion had God's Plan. wrong album. Okay, he got Survival, Nonstop, Elevate, Emotionless, God's Plan. I'm gonna say 8 out of 10 was a miss. Okay, Mob Ties, Can't Think of Do It, miss. Center Rolls, kind of miss. Talk It Up, miss. Is it more miss? Shit, damn, it's a lot of miss. Peak,
miss.
Summer Games, Jaded, Nice for What, Finesse. Oh, okay, I don't know. I feel like they're almost the same.
Neck and neck.
Which is bad. I think it's bad.
Yeah.
Bad for Drake.
Yeah, bad for Drake. Better than anybody else, nigga. Anybody else, I think, is my point now. We might get another question next.
Oh,
but.
Shit, you think it's better than Donda?
I gotta.
Wait, I'm sorry. Let me get my rank. Okay. Yeah, right. My rank of Drake problem. My Drake projects. I would probably top four. It'd probably be number one with more life.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be Views. Probably If You're Reading It Too Late, and then this. This is number four.
Okay.
So, like, it wasn't as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to have some life in it. Will we listen to a lot of songs that a year from now? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Not like as a community. Maybe, like, mm-hmm. me and you. Cause
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But, like it's going to be, like, some damn shit that's, like, yeah, that won't die.
Some of the sticks.
Yeah.
That won't die, but, yeah, okay.
I don't think so, but yeah, like we said, like earlier, I still don't think this is. I still think this is better than anything dropped this year.
Yeah.
Minus Trooper Red album. Donda versus COB guesses. You ready for that discussion?
Let's have it. Let's see here.
You wanna go trap track, or you just wanna just off the dome?
Trap track.
Like you gonna look at track list, or you think you could just remember it?
I think I can remember mostly.
Yeah.
It's weird, okay. I think because I'm not gonna do cop out like, oh, they're way too different albums to compare. You know, they are different albums. Which one do I enjoy more? I would say if I didn't hear
OVO guesses. OVO.
I know if I didn't hear the two whatever listening party things. I might have enjoyed. I might have enjoyed Donda more, but I'm OVO. I like Drake's music. I was fighting for Drake's music. I didn't hear anything most of it, so I personally felt like the highs and lows. Like, oh, Snatch is cool. Oh, Snatch, Drake went off on this. Like, I was listening for it, and I probably enjoyed Surfer Love Boy a little more, but. I think Donda might have a longer, like,
Lifespan,
you know? But I'm not going to shoot Kanye that much, Bell, because it's not because Kanye. It's because the features and shit. You know, it's not because, dang, Kanye went off on this. It was because, oh, I like Don Toliver's freaking Moon song. I like freaking Hurricane. Not a big fan of Hurricane. But, you know, that's it. But honestly, I enjoyed them both. If I had to pick one album and say, okay, this, you on this team, that team, I'm picking Surfer Lover Boy.
Okay. Well, I can disagree with Cassius. Not with the whole CLB or Redonda thing.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But like I said the week before, or I think the week before, I knew when the Kanye album dropped, and you listen to it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be way too hard to compare to CLB, okay? Mm-hmm. Cause I just feel like CLB is so much more of a not traditional album. It feels like more of like a personal album, you know? I don't know the right word. Like
it's just, it feels like Drake?
It feels like a Drake album, okay?
Yeah.
Kanye album, it doesn't feel like a Kanye album.
It feels like Kanye... produced by Kanye.
Yeah, because, like, there's a lot of songs, like, whether Kanye's getting overshadowed,
mm-hmm.
or he's just, like, he's barely in the song, you know? Yeah, okay. Or he's barely, like, visible in the song.
Yeah.
So I think it's just super hard to compare. I'm fucking tired of Twitter dick riding either side, okay?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
I'm really finna mute both of the words. I'm finna mute Donda and mute CLB, okay? Because I try to hear no more shit, no more opinions on that shit, because I got my own, okay? Mm-hmm. Niggas, Twitter is literally the only place that niggas will try to fight and tell you your opinion's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Like, niggas, your opinion, okay? Exactly. But, yeah, I think Donda, I think you look right. I think Donda will have a little bit longer lifespan, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, at least culturally wise, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know about billboards. But I think Drake is going to have the more billboards than this.
Obviously, yeah.
But, you know, I think they're both good albums. It just depends on who you're in.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Because, I think Donda was, is more personal, I guess, than Drake's was. And going to that, we might flip-flop back and forth, but a lot of things people on Twitter were saying that Drake needs to, reason Drake's albums don't hit as much as other people's albums. Because he don't talk about what's going on right now in real life, you know? Like, somebody said Drake want Drake to do a 12 a.m. in Afghanistan. And, do you think Drake needs to talk about what's going on? Like, good with activist shit?
I don't know. I don't think so. As long as he has something to talk about, okay?
Yeah.
Like as long as he has some stories to tell, because that's stupid. That's that's a saying, every media should be, talking about the news, okay?
Yeah.
Everything should be CNN or some type of shit, or some type of news form. Yeah. Some platform that should be political or socially or woke or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's for everybody or everything, you know? You want to break or you want to escape from that.
Yeah.
So... You know, as long as he's how do I word this? Drake music is not like it's just doing nothing to the world, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely putting joy, okay? Mm-hmm. Joy or some kind of relatable. Yeah, like you relate to his music somehow.
Yeah.
Or with a scenario he went through or something else, you know?
And even if you can't, Drake has a good job, even if you can't necessarily relate to him, you can understand what he's saying. He put you in his shoes, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't got no freaking bunch of trucks and pulling up to my kid's school with a brake truck. He makes it feel like, oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I think Drake does best, like I said. He's not like... Steve would kill me if he was here. He's not like Eminem. Sometimes Eminem raps, he's rapping, but it's nothing. It's flavorless. It's nothing there. It's just words.
It's soulless.
Yeah. Drake, whenever Drake raps something, it's it's something in it. It's a story in it. Not like a story like a Tupac, let me start off how I started over here. Even if you're talking about women or talking about how the injuries treated him, there's energy behind it. It's something you can feel. A lot of artists do that, but a lot of artists don't. They just put music out I think of artists now who does that, who puts music out, you can't really feel it. Ski Mask. He makes good music. But he makes good music, but you don't really feel what he's saying. You know, it's nothing behind it. It just words. It sounds good sometimes. It used to. It just, I don't know. I think Drake does a good job doing that. I don't think every artist needs to freaking be Kendrick. Every artist needs to be J. Cole, you know? So now, imagine if you get Drake on a feature. Yeah, Drake feature. He's not talking about some freaking... What the president is doing, how you're pressing the black people needs to
scan the holes away.
Yeah, he's scan the holes away. Yeah, exactly. I don't think Drake has to do that. I think he does enough in his own lane to I think enough people do the whole political,
what's it,
real world stuff. I think Drake can get away with doing what he does, you know.
And before we get out of the music topic, okay. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm kind of it's kind of bittersweet. Okay, I was kind of hyped for the whole Kanye vs Drake thing. Okay, yeah. But I feel like it's taken away from the music, you know. Mm. It's I feel like CLB just dropped by itself.
Yeah,
we didn't have way more true opinions on it. You know, we didn't have way more honest. Genuine reviews.
Yeah.
Because right now, it's not really getting, critiqued. as this project by itself, because it's getting critiqued to like Donda, you know? It's like
Civil War.
Yeah, it's like it's like every song getting reviewed track by track. Like, is this song better than Moon, or is this song better than fucking Jail?
Yeah.
It's like, I kind of wish like this didn't happen. Like at the moment, I wish it could drop by itself. Everyone could have hated it or loved it, and then maybe somehow we could have get them cross over to battle with Donda.
What's your favorite song from Selby?
Race My Mind.
Race My Mind. Does Donda have anything better than Race My Mind?
Race My Mind. I think I like Remote Control. I thought they like Neck and Neck.
Yeah, Neck and Neck.
Like they were kind of catchy, but Drake rapping on that bitch too.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna probably give it to Drake song.
I think, and people hate on freaking what's that song that him and Kanye and Drake did a song together? Watch out, Glow.
Oh, Glow.
People hate that song. I'm a fan of it. I like it. I think what's really the saddest part is if these niggas weren't beefing, they could make probably one of the most immaculate albums ever. You know. Especially now that Kanye seems like he's getting more in the right mind, you know?
Yep.
I think they can make one of the most immaculate albums ever. Call that shit Six God. I don't know what to call it.
Bro, yeah. If Drake got a birth from Donda, he's probably been one of the best of the year.
Yeah. I feel like Kanye type of nigga to let Drake say what he want to say and put it on Donda. And Drake want to try to diss him on there. I feel like he would let it happen. But, as you know, he wouldn't have did it. But, it would've been cool. So, speaking of not being cool, FTC, they had enough. I think that stands for like the Federal Trade Commission or whatever. Anyway, some government entity. One of them niggas had to put up on McDonald's, right? You put up a McDonald's grant and you want a milkshake. Mm. What's happening? When last time you went to McDonald's got a milkshake?
Bro, that time I go to McDonald's, I didn't have to go to Burger King or Wendy's because this shit frozen. Because this shit broken. The machine broken.
Well, the FTC had enough, man. They said, I'm sick of it. They put on an investigation on why the machines are always broken. And I got to say, man.
I had so many rumors and theories of people saying, people take the machine home, all that shit. I'm like, bro.
I honestly think.
Need too lazy to clean it.
I used to be, a little story time. I used to be a meat cutter, and like I used to like have to make hamburger and shit like that. So you put the meat in the little on the grinder, and it pushes through, makes hamburgers. You pull it on a tray, you wrap it up, put it outside. That's where the hamburgers come from, right? When say you about to close, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no hamburger out there, and some customer comes up and like, hey, I want hamburger. In your mind, you're thinking about, dang, I really gotta put this thing back together, and I gotta clean it again, and then I gotta freaking like. Make sure every single drop goes. Cause I can't just open half of a hamburger wrap and put it in there. Can't just open half the ice cream up. You got to put a whole ice cream in there and pour it out. I think niggas don't want to clean that thing. So they'll say, oh, it's broken. And what are you going to do? Algorithm? Go back and check for yourself? So I think that's what it is, man. I hope they do crack down on this. Because sometimes I do want a nice McFlurry, you know? But I just thought it was funny that someone finally had enough. Had the whole government freaking doing a whole RICO case on them.
I don't get how, like... How are they gonna prove? But like what? Like
I don't know. I think they're trying to shine of like put pressure on them to stop saying it. It's like they say if it's broken, then who's your suppliers? Like who what are you paying for this for? Like I think they're just trying to pressure them to stop breaking that shit.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny news. But you ready to get into the game stuff?
Yes, sir.
The PlayStation Showcase coming up. You excited for this?
Actually, I am. Because what is it? What is the, what they've been doing? State of Play?
Yeah.
State of Play is always appointment.
Damn.
This is a this is a PlayStation Showcase, which means they should be showing something, you know?
Because all you were showing is the new update for Miles Morales. Razor Light Tracing.
new outfits. I'm excited. I hope we get some God of War news. Hope we get some more. I don't know. PlayStation seem kind of quiet on the game front lately. I ain't gonna lie. Like exclusive.
I feel like everybody has.
Xbox is trying. We just haven't nobody paying attention. But Xbox been trying to pick up. You know, I've seen a lot of Halo talk in the past couple weeks. What I actually am know what you're talking about. Do you remember when PS5 was like, before you even got announced, before you even got like revealed what it looked like? they were saying how they like patent like Alexa type AI for their controllers and all that stuff.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that they patent one. They haven't implemented it yet. I'm hoping that they showcase that. I hope that they like
they update it and then
yeah, remote. I think it's already in there because like PS5 is weird. Like after like, every couple months, your remote has update. You have to like plug it in, and update your remote.
That's a big update though.
So I think that'd be a cool update. I feel like they haven't really done anything because like they haven't really done anything to showcase what the PS5 can do yet. To me, I guess if you play Ratchet and Clank, maybe it did. I haven't played it. I'm not a fan of it. But like the haptic feedback, I haven't played a game yet that felt good with that. That felt like it. Like yeah, I wanted to have it. You know, I had it on Fortnite for a while. I think I turned it off. It felt like my controller broken. Like it don't feel good. I thought what game I was playing. I had like a bow and arrow. That shit was aggressive. It was painful to use. Yeah. So I'm hoping to see more hardware or the software updates. What about you?
I mean, mostly it's just God of War. That's really it. Like, I just want to trade it for Ragnarok. That's pretty bad. Yeah, what the person got? I mean, Last of Us would be cool, but that'd be crazy.
The Last of Us multiplayer?
Yeah, cool. Last of Us multiplayer would be cool. But I don't think they're going that crazy.
I think what they're going to do is going to show a lot of stuff they already have out. Ghost of Tsushima, you to death.
Horizon, Deathloop.
Yeah, Deathloop, you to death.
Oh my God, bro. Please get Deathloop out my fucking face, man. Yes. I'm not buying that shit.
I'm telling you I'm not buying it. And maybe PS Plus when it comes on free. Maybe.
Nah, PS Plus now.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I heard rumors that Xbox Game Pass is about to get some competition, so maybe that's what they're doing.
Oh, you heard about them ending like
the whole like the PS5, the PS4 to PS5 like transition thing.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I think the internet. Oh, they might have changed their mind, but I'm pretty sure they said
it. No, I was just talking about how like I think PlayStation Store is stopping like selling like TVs and movies, or not TVs, like TV shows and movies.
Why? I guess because they have like Netflix and all that shit.
I don't know why, but maybe
I guess I never actually bought. I think I bought like one movie.
Yeah, well, I bought one thing. I bought like the John Wick trilogy. Mm-hmm. That's sure. Something I bought, but yeah, I guess it's interesting.
Yeah.
Probably gonna end on this one right here. DC fandom.
Oh yes.
Ready for this?
I actually am, because one of the most hyped games that I'm excited for, I think, comes out this year. Is
next year,
damn, Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, and they said they're gonna show some more information about both of those. You know, they're doing the movies and stuff like that, but you know, Warner Bros. Their movies,
straight misses.
I'm excited, man. I did Gotham Knights released like a little concept art. You know, you saw if you look carefully at the very bottom of the screen,
in the rain,
you see a very very faint reflection of the bat. You know, Batman. Yeah. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see more gameplay for Gotham Knights.
I'm excited to see some gameplay for Suicide Squad. Yes. We haven't seen any yet. So.
And I just know, man. Bro, I might cry for if Suicide Squad let me hit, bro. I might cry.
I know, bro. Because, like, they are, like, whenever it's time to get multiplayer shit.
They freaking water it down. Like,
not even water it down. They do some random weird shit that they didn't do ever with a single player mode. Like, they would be like, hey, okay, this mode is Capture the Flag mode. Or this King of the Hill mode. Everyone, kill all the bosses and wait for the blast wave. Some shit. You know, it'd be like, this is weird. Like,
we know you liked on Arkham City where you could free roam around the city. But with your friends, you want to keep it more confined, more narrow.
And so, linear.
So levels, less like levels, you go to a stage, you defeat the wave of enemies, then you move on together. Like, no, nigga. No.
I'm saying, 2021, 2022 when the game comes out, bro, I should be able to be in fucking Metropolis then again Gotham, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. And I didn't even think about that. Where does the game take place? In Metropolis?
I think it's Metropolis.
So that'd be dope. I'm tired of Gotham City.
Yeah. It might be Star City. I'm not sure. It's the city. I seen the sun.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, bro, it's been so long since I've seen the sun in a fucking Get Batman game.
Yeah.
So, our Batman theme game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for that. And what else coming out? I think the Justice movie coming out.
Yeah, the Justice trailer coming out. Wait, is it a movie or a trailer?
No, the movie.
Oh, sweet.
I think come out like a couple days after the fandom.
Yeah, that's gonna be fire. I wasn't a huge fan of the animation style, but
is it gonna be like the just the movie version of the game, or is it gonna be like a brand new story?
I'm sure just movie version of the game or comic. I think the comic and game kind of happen sort of similar. I don't know how far it's gonna go because just like different like volumes, you know. I don't know how far it's gonna go, but
What on the street? We getting Justice 3.
The game?
Mm-hmm. I hope so. We're in the street, you know.
Hope so. I kind of wish that I think it'd be cool if they would do like a Marvel version. I think not if Injustice, but like I think if had a Marvel, I think that'd be cool too.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like Marvel looked too happy go. DC kind of fits that kind of like dark.
But theme. Can you imagine pushing a whole Iron Man?
That's for every punch.
Yeah,
that would be fire. Yeah, I think that's really about it about DC fandom. I mean, he's got really like two games.
Black Adam.
Oh yeah, Black Adam, all that shit. Static Shock.
Yeah.
Hope we get the Flash. I'm really the Flash trailer.
Flash trailer we're gonna break the internet if it's good. It's gonna make it break the internet.
And hopefully a new Batman trailer. Cool.
I think there is a new Batman trailer coming out.
Then they said like this Batman will be the most personal. What did they say? I read something online. I don't know if it's even personal or gonna make you cry or some shit.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like not really a superhero movie. It's kind of like he's a superhero, but it's like
Joker.
Kind of, yeah. I think it's gonna be like that.
Shit.
Okay, you already know how I feel about this. Go back to episode
1. Oh my god.
Episode 1. You watched it since you watched it again?
Yeah, I watched it again.
You watch the whole thing? One sitting?
I'm one. I watch late at night, so I'm sleepy. I can't miss that bitch.
Drake, stop five. It's Drake, Aubrey Graham, Drizzy, the sis got it. But I think Drake dropped that 2 a.m., didn't he? You dropped that at 2 a.m., didn't he?
Yeah. Well, no, I can't fell asleep because he's drinking a lot. He's drinking the whole night. And he thought it dropped at 12. Mm-hmm. And then 2 more hours, nigga, that come on now. You can't spend niggas that alone.
Exactly.
For a 21 track album.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, that's basically all we gotta say this episode. Hopefully next week, Steve be here.
Yes.
And
when Steve get here, I know he's gonna back me up on this. Pat Jenkins, I'm on your ass.
Oh, yeah. That's like I say that, because I know Steve has him.
I'm on your ass,
baby. I don't know, Steve can be his white knight shit, or he gonna, I don't know. So I can't say that for him. But, make sure y'all, check out the YouTube channel, Struggle Studio, and our gaming, Struggle Studio Gaming.
Yes, sir.
The Twitch, which is just Struggle Studios. The Twitter Studios Struggle, and Instagram Struggle Studio _. Our podcast is on the right for the YouTube niggas. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Download us on Spotify, all the DSPs.
Give us some likes, subscribe.
Man. I'm saying leave a nigga a comment, bro, so we know y'all alive. Yeah, okay.
If it's ass, hell is ass.
Yeah. You know? And shout out for y'all who do leave the comments. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We always respond.
Yes, sir.
If you ever want us to talk about something, you know, just leave a comment too. But that too, we love adding some topics in because sometimes we don't know what to talk about.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
That's about it.
Right now, 60 seconds. No, 60 minute mark.
That's good.
Deuces.
Peace.